When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the first thing we need to understand is that we are in Detroit, the most stressed city in the whole United States. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on one of my Mental Health Mondays, but when people become highly stressed, the correlation between violence in the home spikes. So we are seeing a lot of that because people are stressed. And some of the things that people are stressed about, of course, is our economics, people not having jobs, the financial state that they're dealing with. And when people are stressing, the people that they live with see the worst of that. And so we are seeing a lot of that in our communities. And so I think about the thing that happened at Henry Ford Hospital, and when the guy went in and shot his ex-wife, the fact that she had a PPO, a protective order. A protective order is a thing that you can use. However, if a person is determined to get to you, a piece of paper will not stop them. So we have to find other ways of assisting people when they are in dangerous situations.
And we want to talk more about that. Let's go back to something you said, though, about stress.
Mm-hmm.
People can handle it. Everybody handles it in different ways. What pushes someone to violence, abusing someone they say they love?
Well, it's so interesting that you asked that question, and that's such a great question, because there is a mindset for some people that says, if I can't have you, no one can have you. And so a lot of times when people start dating and they're seeing someone and the person is all in, they are, where are you at? Call me soon as you get there. It seems like it is a way of showing affection, but it really can be the beginning signs of control. Because when you start to see that you can't go out with your friends, you can't go over to your family's house, those are some of the beginning signs that the person is going to be so controlling, manipulative, criticizing, and those things start before the violence starts. So emotional and psychological abuse generally happens first, and it moves into the violence.
Do we see a cycle or a pattern, Dr. Jackson, where maybe a mother or a dad, men are the victims of abuse as well, but most
they sure
women.
Are.
My mom was abused. I'm going to be in that situation, and I don't want to talk about it.
Let me say this. So many people who are in abuse situations do not want to talk about it. There is such a sense of shame that I have allowed myself to be in this position now with a person that I loved, that you saw me at the family cookout with, that now it has turned so bad and people do not want to share that because they don't want to be seen as a victim. They don't want to be seen as weak. They don't want to be seen as I made this wrong decision. And so a lot of times people, and I'll just say people, because like you said, men are abused as well. They don't want the people around them to know that they have gotten this far in the dysfunction in their relationships. And let me say this. When we talk about domestic violence, a lot of times we think about just partner violence, intimate partner violence. But domestic violence is anyone who is within the home. So it can be an intimate partner, but it can also be a family member, just like we saw with the gentleman who murdered his sister and nephew.
When you see
so case, that is seen as a domestic violence as well.
I got to say, that one was a shocker. Just because of the brutality of it all, I was stunned with that one. But
well, let me say this too. It's stunning because violence is always stunning. And as we're talking about this, there are stories not just in Michigan, but all over the country. I was up late last night listening to a report from another city. I can't even remember where it was, but they found a lady who had been dismembered, but they did not find her hands, her feet, or her head. And that's because another woman had taken her identity and had been living as her. So that might be a situation of domestic violence as well, because, you know, you do have same-sex partners and things of that nature. So the same thing that we see in heterosexual couples around domestic violence, we see those same things in same-sex partner relationships as well.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wow. If someone feels that they are, you know, being physically or verbally abused, why should they talk about it? And who should they talk to?
The first thing is that there are so many resources available for male and females who need help. And so I always say this, I get this from my grandmother, it is the squeaky wheel that gets the help. And so if you keep your mouth closed, no one will know. No one can assist. No one can give you resources, because there are resources. There are numbers, hotline numbers that you can call. There are underground situations that you can get with this organization, and they will help move you to a whole nother location so that you can be kept safe. So at the end of the day, it is an uprooting of your life, but you will still have your life. And that's the way that you have to think about it, because a lot of times people don't want to, you know, move from their neighborhood or from around their family. But we have seen over and over again that there are people who will pursue you so aggressively that they will not only hurt you, but they'll hurt people around you as well.
Yeah, as we saw with the Henry Ford case, Latricia Green, you know, just pursued by that ex-husband, and she talked about it and tried to do something about it, and look what happened. But so powerful what you said there, Dr. Jackson. You know, do something about it while you're able to do something about
it. While you're able to do something about it. And then the other thing is, and I've talked with people over the years. I remember years ago I had a client who had been stabbed 27 times and her throat was slit. So he really was trying to murder her, but she lived to tell about it. And one of the things that she said when she started coming to me, she said that she never saw herself as a victim because she fought back. You know, they had fights. So sometimes when you're in a domestic violence situation and you're fighting back, you don't necessarily see it as I am a victim, but I am fighting back. So it's an exchange and not a victimization. So it's all those things that we have to get clarity on anytime someone hits you, anytime someone will control your access to money, withholding resources, anytime that there is non-consensual sex and behaviors like that, or coercion or forcing you, all of those things are parts of domestic violence. And so we have to make sure that we're educating and informing people of the things to look for and how to reach out for help and how to get to a place of safety.
Dr. Sabrina Jackson, anything you want to add?
You know, I think the last thing that I want to add is that all of us have a role and responsibility, because if you see something, you should say something. And too often in our society, we see something and we stay quiet, or we see something and we talk about it in a way that's gossip in nature and not a way of assisting and asserting support for someone who may really need help. So if we see something, say something.